There you are. My deepest apologies if you got lost. I tried to inform everyone of your arrival, but it seemed I didn't take into account how early you would be. Don't mind them. The staff here is a little odd. Besides, you've been pestering me for years now to see my home. I think you should be a little bit more grateful. I'm kidding. You're my best friend. Why wouldn't I want you here? I told you we lived in the middle of nowhere. The pinnacle of a horror movie, I think. I do have to warn you, though. Our house is rather... dated. I know it rather looks like a cathedral, but my mother has certain tastes she likes to go off of. And you will probably see a lot of family photos. Ignore them as best as you can. Just trust me on this one. Besides, I'm the most attractive one out of my family, aren't I? You wore something to cover you, correct? No, we have rather, big mosquitoes that like to, stay around the yard. I just wanted to make sure you wore something to cover your neck. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. Now, I would love to show you my room. Come on. My parents are still dining. No. You can meet them after. I promise. They're having a romantic dinner tonight. I told them of your arrival, and they were taking their dinner early so they could meet you, but since you're a little early, schedule has been a bit off. No, nothing. I'm fine. No, come on. Be careful. Well, you know that this is a rather old house, correct? The, electricity gives out quite often. That's why I told you. Well, I asked you before you came if you were afraid of the dark. To my joy, you said no. So, I assumed you'd be okay with this. Candle lighting is about the best you'll get. Don't worry. My room faces the moon directly. So, there's a lot of natural lighting. Oh, of course, if you would like the tour, I can show you the common rooms. Some of the places, not forbidden, but my parents prefer to have their privacy. No worries. The house is big enough that I can show you everything you want. Absolutely. Follow me. We can see. Let's try the observatory first. I think you would find that rather interesting. We have one of the largest collections of antique books you will probably find. I thought you would have guessed that. You made fun of me for being some spoiled rich kid when you were younger. I assumed you would have been prepared for this. Besides, it's not my money directly, it's my father's. And then it'll be my brother's. Yeah, I do have older brothers. Haven't I told you that? I'm not the youngest. I have a younger sister. She's still a child. Ages, we don't discuss them a lot. My mother says that they make her feel old. Yeah, it's a weird reason, I know. Here we are, though. This is the observatory and library. You can't see very well. Here, you can light this. I'm not the best with fire. That's exactly why I didn't go camping with you. It's not that I didn't want to, but I don't particularly like campfires or fire or candles or matches for that matter. No, I think my room would be a better view, don't you think? It's actually right off of the observatory. My bedroom is actually right off of the observatory. That's why I took you here. My parents found out that I had a rather keen mind for books, so my room was put right next to it. I used to run in here all the time to read. My mother was frustrated, to say the least, but exactly. At least I wasn't running amok like my brothers. But oh, no, they're out. Most of my family works nights. Yeah. Yes, also why I take night classes instead of day classes. You're one to speak. You're rather nocturnal yourself. Well, here's my room. Why are you laughing? I'm offended. You don't have to be here if you don't want to. I can see the disconnect in my personal style versus my bedroom furnishings. As I said, my parents prefer the gothic flair. I tend to like more modern things, given my clothing and my few personal touches to this room. Yes, this house has been around for a while. No, my parents were... they were not the first owners of this house. They, inherited it from my grandparents. Exactly. Oh, thank you. We have rather talented staff to keep everything working. No, it's nothing. You have a question? No, go ahead. Locking the door? Sure. Okay, the door is locked. What do you want to ask me? You know you don't have to be nervous. We've been best friends for years. Am I lying to you? I don't know what you mean. Just come out and say it. I don't know what put that in your head. You know vampires are fairy tales. No, don't. Don't pull down your collar. You're not going to freak out, I'm assuming. What gave it away? I guess it was a weird request. And then everything else in the house. This is kind of why I wanted to postpone your house tour as long as I could. You're sure you're not? I don't know. Afraid. That's the reason I didn't tell you from the beginning. No, I don't eat people. We do the regular vampire storybook of needing, well, plasma. But we don't drain you until you're, well, you know. I'm sorry for this. If you want to go, you're more than free to. My parents are not done eating. And yes, it's the eating you're thinking of. You're safe, I promise. No, I sent my brothers out, and my sister is still too young to feed. And I let my parents know beforehand so they could take care of their, cravings. That was why I was very shocked when you arrived early. I didn't get a chance to, well, have my, nothing. Have my, replacement meal. We don't all the time have to feed from the source. We can take, donations, Can you cover your neck again, please? No, you're not offending me or anything, just... It's a little distracting. That's a silly question to ask me. Of course, I would like to, but... You're sure you don't mind? I never wanted to take blood from you. I... Never wanted to, actually, because I liked you. As more than a friend. And I didn't want to put you in that position. If you're sure... then I think we should move to a different location for that. That's silly. I'm not going to turn you. I just think for our first, let's call it transfer. I think it would be more comfortable if you were sitting down. But before I bite you and, well, take your blood, I think there's one more step before I get that intimate with you. Of course, blood feeding is intimate to us. Well, not everyone and not every feeding, but for me, it is. Do you mind if I kiss you? I'm glad. You already taste so good. I won't gross you out with the blood talk, I promise. I'll make it as clean and simple as possible, alright? Perfect. Follow me. I think this should be better in the lounge. Thank you, darling.